me, when somebody comes to EOS and they own a business, where do you start?
So we really start by helping teams define their vision. That starts very early on, is really, where do you want to go as an organization? And from there, it's creating something that's called a VTO, that stands for Vision Traction Organizer. And it's 8 simple questions that help entrepreneurs and leadership teams really define what their vision is and how they'll get there, starting with core values, core focus. That's the thing that you're most passionate about: passion, purpose, cause, and mission. That also leads to a core target, which is your BHAG, your bigger than life goal that you may be wanting to achieve. And when is that? What is it that you're defining that to be? It's your marketing strategy and your 3-year picture. And then on the flip side is the traction side. That's how you're going to get there. And that's your 1-year goals, your quarterly rocks, as Stephen Covey would have said. And then also the issues list. So it's this really super simple document that helps channel human energy around where you're going as an organization. And then there's a tremendous amount of tools and a process that then helps you to really work that plan over time. And, you know, you'll notice that a lot of it is based upon human energy. So when we say that, we mean, when we talk to leadership teams, they're often very frustrated. Entrepreneurs have hit the ceiling. They're not sure where to go next. And so EOS really kind of distills everything, clarifies it down to the most essential components so that a team can focus on that and run a better, easier business. That's really what EOS does. And from personal experience, coming into EOS, I was in the financial services industry, so I did not come from this world. This was all very new to me. I had not run a business on EOS. I had not been an EOS implementer, hadn't even read Traction up until the time that I interviewed for the role of integrator. But I went through the process. It's the most amazing role that I've ever had. And the question I get asked most often is, what's the unexpected great of being the integrator or running EOS worldwide? And it's that I really didn't understand how I did understand how the tools helped entrepreneurs get what they want from their business. But the unexpected great is how it changes people's lives for the better. So really interesting ways that that plays itself out, but fundamentally helping teams to learn how to solve issues, what we call IDS, to identify, discuss, and solve problems and issues better together. So while we've been communicating since we were babbling as babies, somehow even as adults, the thing that we struggle with most is communication. And so when you learn how to communicate really well amongst each other in the work that we do day in and day out running our businesses, that also then translates to at home. So I feel like personally, I'm a better wife, a better mother, a better friend, a better daughter, a better boss as a result of EOS. And we'll jokingly, but not jokingly, say that when I came here, I thought I was a pretty good manager leader. And I realized I got schooled up pretty quickly that that really wasn't as true as I had hoped it was. So that's kind of the really cool thing, is that when implementers work with leadership teams, they start off with this path to helping create clarity around vision and execution. What ends up happening over, sometimes it's a couple of years of working with the team, is that they're transforming the human energy of how people love to work together, how people love to just be and enjoy the work rather than just be in the work and it's so tough. You know, so, you know, in the spirit of the audience that we're talking to, it's how do we make work loving the work? How do we get to the point where we love the work and we're not just doing the work? We're in the being rather than the doing. And I think that's what EOS really helps entrepreneurs and teams to do.
What you just did is define our mission, and that is to redeem work. So it's so cool that EOS actually does that. As you were talking, Kelly, it made me think that a lot of business consulting companies will come in and they'll kind of look at the, you know, they'll look at the financial documents, they'll look at the business model, they'll look at what the business does, and then they'll say, well, why don't you try doing this? And it's very focused and it's not sort of global. And I don't think that it touches on, you know, the happiness and well-being of the owner of the business outside of work. And it sounds like EOS really is aware of the business owner and the manager's like goals, life goals as human beings, not just how do we optimize the business, right?
That's right. We actually have a phrase for that, and it's called the EOS life. It's actually coined by Don Tinney, who was Gina Wickman's business partner. So Gina Wickman is the visionary creator of all things EOS, CEO in some circles might call it that. And his business partner was Don Tinney. Very different humans, by the way. Don Tinney, just very, very different, more not as outgoing as maybe Gino is, but the integrator, the original integrator of EOS. And so he coined the EOS life as five things. And that is doing what you love with people you love, making a huge difference, being compensated appropriately with time for other passions. And so I feel like that really encapsulates everything that EOS ultimately ends up becoming to the world. And it's not just for the entrepreneur or just for leadership team members. It's really for everyone, ultimately, when done the right way. So it's the simplicity of how do you get there by using a practical, simple set of tools and a process. But the, kind of the secret piece to it is the cherry on top, and that's the EOS life. And yeah, that's the magic that you don't know and you can't fully appreciate until you've been through the process. It's like this journey of mastery and a journey that never ends, and just getting a little bit closer to achieving, you know, those five components of the EOS life that help you to live a better life at work and at home, wherever it is that you're, where you are, that you feel and believe that that's possible. And Gina will say in the book, The EOS Life, there's actually a whole other book dedicated to this. He will say, the thing is most people don't believe they deserve it. So the key is that you believing that you deserve those five things. And how do you get just a little closer every quarter, every month, every day, every year, however you measure?
There's such wisdom to that because, I mean, what's the point of starting a business if it doesn't lead to success and happiness and fulfillment? And it seems like so many business owners get pulled into the drudgery and the work and the hours, and pretty soon they're working 12, 16-hour days and they have no time with their families. And it's like, what's the point of that lifestyle, right?
That's right. Well, no entrepreneur said ever, I want to start this business so that I can live in pain and misery and my team can too, right? Nobody would say that. But yet that can accidentally happen. We are passionate about something that we believe we can serve the world with. We start building an organization. Sometimes suffering from warm body syndrome, where we're bringing in Uncle Harry and Cousin Susie because that's who's in our universe to start the company. And that works for a little while. But then soon as organizations grow through grit and determination, they also hit a wall. And so it can be very frustrating. And so entrepreneurs get stuck sometimes and just need a little bit of help to get unstuck and get refocused to help them reach the goals that they want to reach. And that's what, you know, we will say, we happen to love our own operating system, but the key is as an entrepreneur, just pick one. That's the EOS creed. Pick an operating system, just one, and stick with it. There's lots of others out there in the world. So you just have to find the one that's the right fit for you and your team, and then stick with it. But the consistency of running an organization on an operating system yields far greater results and predictability than not running on one. And so myself, I had been in business for 18 years, had never even heard of an operating system like this, had sort of curated my own, cobbled it together. And what a blessing to come into EOS and see it this way, because it was far better than anything I had ever created and much more efficient. I wished that I had seen that 15 years before. So that's kind of our mission, is to be this beacon of light to say, look, there is an easier path, a better way to do the work that you love and to make a bigger, greater impact through your work by running on an operating system that just helps that glide easier than it would otherwise.